The Siena College Research Institute has released its 14th annual survey of upstate New York business leaders. Don Levy, director of the Siena College Research Institute, says the survey, released earlier this month, found 80% of more than 1,000 upstate CEOs polled agree that economic conditions in New York State have worsened since the beginning of the coronavirus pandemic.
Over half of CEOs told us that the demand for their product or service decreased over the course of the year due to COVID, 51%. That number is even higher, over 60% of CEOs in fields like engineering and construction, our friends in food and beverage, well over 60% said that demand decreased. How about revenue? A staggering figure, really. 67% said that the revenue decreased. Specifically in the southern tier, we saw that to be over 70%. And in engineering construction, over 70% said that their revenues decreased.
The study, sponsored by the Business Council of New York State, was discussed during a recent webinar. Council President and CEO Heather Brichetti says looming tax increases raise concerns.
You would think after the experience that we all went through last year and record unemployment and the damage to small business in particular, that the legislature would have been cautious about piling on more burden. What they did instead is they decided to increase general fund spending by 20%. Now, contrast that to 10 years of 2%. They basically undid whatever good has been we've felt. And when the governor took office, he said, New York has no place as the tax capital of the country. And now we're right back there. The taxes that were raised in this budget include an increase on high income earners who contribute approximately 40% of the personal income tax that's collected in the state. If they live in Manhattan, they will now pay the highest effective personal income tax rate in the country.
Levy notes that about 4 out of 10 survey respondents believe recession is almost certain in the months ahead.
That may or may not be a position that you share. And again, it may be a position that is stated from a view of just how bad the pandemic has been for CEOs. It does appear, and when we look historically at the data, that this group of people that we interview, CEOs of for-profit companies across upstate, tend to be very hesitant in saying, I think things are going to get better.
Levy says just 12% of CEOs, up from 6% a year ago, give state government a grade of either excellent or good on creating a climate to help businesses succeed. He adds that even as COVID subsides, CEOs are expressing guarded optimism, and only about 40% express hope for a 2021 recovery, while 39% expect worsening conditions. There's more at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.